There he is.
What's up, bro?
How you doing, Alex?
All right, man. How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate the time and looking forward to the tour and want to get into that and the summer plans and a whole bunch of stuff with you. But, dude, let's start off with the most important thing we got coming up. The first ever California headliner for Malevolence. Going to be at Chain Reaction on May the 18th, man. Are you stoked? I am.
I'm very excited, bro. We've not played Chain Reaction since 2016, I believe. So to be going back there headlining, very excited. Such a legendary venue. One that I've like grown up watching videos on YouTube of bands play. So yeah, very excited to be there for a headline show.
Now, since you have toured California a couple times and stuff, is there anything that you look forward to or go to when you go to California? Is it like, I got to get some Mexican food while I'm in California or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't remember the name of the place, but last time we were there, we went to this little taco spot and it was incredible. So I'm hoping that we can go back there. And maybe hit the beach if there's time. You know, hopefully the weather's shining, sunny and bright. So if we have time, we'll try and hit the beach. And we've got a lot of friends out here as well in LA. So we're going to try and make some time to see them as well while we're here. But yeah, it's just all around good vibes whenever we come here. So definitely food and beach, 100%.
And if you're into craft brewery beers and stuff, there's a nice brewery about a block away as well.
Oh, okay, perfect. I mean, I don't really drink, but the rest of the lads do, so I'll definitely let them know about that because I'm sure they'll be interested.
And I haven't seen anything as far as support for the show. Do you guys have any opening acts, or is it just going to be an evening with kind of thing?
Yes, so there's going to be supports. I don't actually know when they're getting announced yet, but we've got some pretty cool supports lined up. One band I'm particularly excited for, it's a band from this side of the pond that we haven't actually played any shows with yet, but they're pretty heavy, pretty well known in the scene, and I think they're going to do an amazing job. So I don't want to say too much because I don't know the exact date it's been announced, but yeah, there's going to be some friends joining us for the evening, definitely.
So as far as opening and then on stage during your set, some friends as well?
Possibly. You'll have to come to the show and find out.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm curious, man, when you listen to music, I don't know about for you. I mean, you don't look like a guy that misses the gym very often, but I'm kind of curious when you do listen to music, is it at the gym or in the car? Where's your best place to like dig into some music at?
So, I mean, for gym, definitely. I have like a gym playlist that I've been hammering a lot recently. That's like, you know, my heavy and aggressive stuff, but driving as well is when I can really like focus on the music. And I like to take the opportunity to listen to an album from start to finish when I'm driving, you know, not able to just pick a song and then skip a song. And, you know, I can just put the album on and listen. So that's my opportunity to just front to back an album. But I have 99% of the things that I'm doing about in my day to day, I have music on, whether it's, you know, I'm making my breakfast or like I'm cooking in the evening, I'll always have some form of music on. So yeah, it's pretty important in my day to day routine. It keeps me going, keeps me motivated.
I can imagine, man. But the thing I can't get into is working out. Like if I work out to metal, I try and keep up with it. And then I end up burning through it so quickly. And, you know, my arms are shot after one rep because I'm trying to like, you know, keep with the rhythm and it doesn't always work out.
it's a tough one. That's why I like the more down tempo stuff when I'm doing lifting. Like, you know, it doesn't rush you along too much.
I do agree on the car part, man. And I was throwing on your whole catalog on Spotify and just cruising and rocking out to the whole Malevolence catalog. And then I thought my Spotify screwed up for some reason. I was like, where's this Sleep Token music coming from? And I was like, oh, wait, no, it is Malevolence, Higher Place. And it's really cool that you guys have that other side of you along with the beat down.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're not just like a one-trick pony. We try and incorporate all the elements of music that we like. And I like that, being that band that can be versatile and can be dynamic and show different sides. And I feel like as the band has grown and progressed and we've got older and wiser, I feel like we're, you know, leaning a little bit more into that side of things. Mm. And just because, you know, I don't want to just be the band that is known for writing heavy songs. I want to be a band that's known for writing hits across the board. So, especially when the newer material we've been working on, we're trying to figure out a way of making it kind of sit together with the heavy and the softer stuff as well. Mm. And just, you know, pushing ourselves to create new, challenge ourselves. Trying to think of the right words. Trying to challenge ourselves, you know, we're always trying to push ourselves, push our boundaries, push ourselves out of our comfort zone as much as we can. So, and that just comes back to having that dynamic side of us.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to have that dynamic in heavy music. If you don't slow it down or you know, break it down every once in a while, it just heavy, 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 heavy. You're just getting bludgeoned. And that's what was so cool about that song. And then even cooler to hear you and Conan singing at the same time, both heavy vocals over really melodic music. I thought that was a really cool kind of breakthrough I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I feel like mine and Con's voice sit together really well. And that, again, is something that we, on this new record that we're kind of working on at the moment, is maybe doing a little bit more of that and a little bit more back to back and, you know, and just having fun with it, man. That's the whole goal at the end of the day, just to have some fun. So it's definitely interesting, like, you know, he brings a whole different element to the band, which, you know, we've progressed and leaned into more over the last few years. But now we're like, right, how can we take it up another level and step it up even more?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned new music, because I was certainly going to get into that. I mean, the album, what, Malicious Intent, was 22, and then we had the Aggression Session. So we're due for some new music. Any idea when that's coming?
I don't know the exact date yet, but what I can say is we're in LA right now working on the new album. So, you know, it's coming. It's coming. And I'm very, very excited. I feel like every record that we do, we always say we want to surpass it the next time around. And I feel like this next record is definitely going to surpass that one. I'm really excited for it. And it's some of the best material we've ever written so far. Wow. By a country mile. So yeah, I'm very excited, and hopefully it won't be too long before we can show you something.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to you leaning into the Higher Place kind of vibe a little bit more and incorporating it. Is it gonna be more like a little 50-50 record, some beat down and some melodic kind of?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we're never going to be a band that goes full soft. We like our heavy stuff. We like the mosh parts, and we're never gonna stray too far away from that. So, you know, the heavy songs are heavier. The softer songs are more grand, more epic. And yeah, it's going to be a good time, man. I'm very excited.
Well, and I imagine too, like the live performance, maybe some guest appearances that you guys do, some features on the albums. I imagine being and recording in LA, some features on the upcoming album as well.
There's definitely going to be some features. Yes. I can't say anything more than that at the moment, but if it all works out, then there'll be some cool names on there. Let's say that.
Well, you know, speaking of the last album and a really cool feature, hearing Matt Heafy on Salvation, who always gives you a ton of love, and rad to see you out there with him last year on the Triptooth tour. You're out in my neck of the woods at the Riverside Municipal Auditorium. But talk about that coming together and your relationship with Matt Heafy.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been listening to Trivium since we were kids, like since we were young, like before I was even in the band. I think one of the first ever heavy metal albums I owned was Ascendancy. We've been fans of that band for a long, long time. And when we were in the writing and recording process of Malicious Intent, our guitarist Josh just got a follow off Matt one day on Instagram.
Whoa.
And one thing led to another. They were, you know, chatting back and forth, and he'd heard that we were writing a new album, said, listen, I'd love to be a part of this album if there's any room for me. And we were like, dude, of course. Like,
we'll make room.
Like, yeah, we'll make room. And we did. We you know, the song Salvation was pretty much finished, and we actually changed the song so that we could incorporate Matt, and he brought a whole nother performance to that song. And, you know, he's been so supportive of us. He put us on a lot over here, especially stateside. And obviously we went out with them on the tour, and we went around Europe with them as well. So, you know, we've become good friends with those guys, and it's been wild. And, you know, becoming friends with like someone that kind of inspires you and got you into the genre. But yeah, I can't thank them guys enough, because they really put on for us. And to have him, you know, cemented on a Malevolence album was a real honor.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be one of those pinch me kind of moments, doing a song with Matt and then going out on tour with him, and all the support and love he's given you. And as if that wasn't enough, you got bigger, better summer plans. Well, I don't want to say better, but summer plans. We're going to get to see you again this summer on the metal tour of the summer. Lamb of God, Mastodon, you guys, and Kerry King, man. You got to be pinching yourself at that one as well.
Yeah, man, it's pretty wild. Like when we initially met the Lamb guys, I think it was last year. We just did two shows with them in Germany, and obviously another band that we've grown up and listening to, take a huge amount of inspiration from. So to finally like meet those guys was sick, and then play the shows with them was even more fun. And you know, I feel like we hit it off quite well. And you know, we've spoke a little bit since then, and then when this tour offer came through, there was no way in hell that we were going to say no. You know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. There's some big venues on that tour. I'm really excited to go to the newer places that we've not actually been to in the States. There's a lot of cities that we haven't played before, and to do it with some of the pioneers in our scene is a massive, massive privilege. So we don't take it lightly. We're very, very grateful, but we're also going to take the opportunity and, you know, show why Malevolence needs to be a household name in the next few years, because we're going to go off. We're going to do what we do best and put on a good show.
Well, I think you're going to get there, man. I have all the faith in the world. And that, yeah, legendary venue you're going to be at in L.A. for that one, the Forum, which ironically is the place where we last saw Kerry King on stage, where Slayer ended their career. So it's going to be a trip to see him out there and to hear his new solo band and album.
Sorry, bro, you cut out a little bit then.
Oh, I was just talking about Kerry King, who's going to be on that bill with you. Last Slayer performance ever was at that same venue, the Forum in L.A., where you're going to be performing at. So it'd be great to see him on that stage again, but this time around with the solo band.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm excited to see what that live show is going to look like. Obviously, another pioneer in our industry. I think the last time I actually saw Slayer, I was 16 years old, and I saw them in Manchester in the U.K., and I got knocked out during the first song by a Kerry King lookalike. And I woke up in the medical room with like my face swollen over my eye, and I walked back into the room just as the drums started on Raining Blood. And I was, it was the most epic moment. You couldn't have written it. So yeah, I'm excited to see his solo stuff and you know, hear what that sounds like, lad.
Hopefully you'll get the chance to tell Kerry that story.
I'm sure I will. I'm sure I'll definitely be bugging him.
And just to put a button on that one, curious, man, because along with that tour, Lamb of God playing Ashes of the Wake and Mastodon doing Leviathan, which one had a bigger impact on you growing up? Which of those two albums?
For me personally, it would probably be Lamb's record. I think for the rest of the guys, you know, it's kind of like a split between the two. But, you know, Lamb of God is probably one of the first metal bands that I ever really got into. Mastodon, it was a little bit later for me. So, I'm really excited for the show. It's going to be crazy seeing both of them albums played in full. Get a ticket, man, because you're not going to want to miss it.
Dude, I appreciate all the time, Alex. Last thing I wanted to hit you with, we're an old school radio station. We do a feature called Mandatory Metallica every night at 10 p.m., which you're going to be a part of. And I've been having this little Metallica debate, trying to debate their greatest thrash metal album ever. And me and my friend are kind of on opposite sides of the fence, so I need you to kind of straighten things out. My friend picks Ride the Lightning as the best thrash Metallica album ever, where I side on the next one, the one after that, Master of Puppets. Out of those two, which one would be your numero uno?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Master of Puppets, I think. I mean, both great albums. You can't fault that. But Master of Puppets, definitely. Yeah.
Tell me why though. Is it what's pushing it over the edge for you?
So I mean, I was a little bit late to the Metallica bandwagon, I guess. So I actually heard Master of Puppets on the S&M album, which is the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra album. That was the first time I actually heard that song with the orchestra, and I was like, wow, this song's amazing. And then that's kind of when I went back and rediscovered that album, and just like the rawness of that album and the just aggressive guitar tones and the vocals, it's just like, you know, it was ahead of its time. So I feel like that was kind of like an epiphany moment for me, should you say. Kind of like going back and rediscovering that whole catalog, you know, Master of Puppets, that's one of the greatest songs of all time. So, that's my reason.
I love it, man. It's usually a personal connection, but overall, I just thought Master sounded better. The production quality was a lot better. And like we were talking about earlier, as heavy as that record can be, there's also some melody in there with Orion and Welcome Home Sanitarium. And so they kind of did a great job of kind of encapsulating the whole soundscape, you know, the whole gamut of emotions in that album.
Exactly. Yeah. Welcome Home Sanitarium. I completely forgot that song's on that album. Yeah. You know, that kind of like goes back to what we're doing with Malevolence. They're really showing their abilities as artists and as musicians. So, you know, if we can look back in 30 years and Higher Place be our Welcome Home Sanitarium or even half of that, I'd be really happy. So,
last thing, just to put a button on it, what song can we play for you on Mandatory Metallica? Do you have a favorite or one that comes to mind?
I'm going to go for one of slight curveball.
Okay.
Because my favorite Metallica songs is Turn the Page.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like that song had its moment and then it kind of went under the radar for a lot of people. So, that one, I really like that song, so that's going to be my request.
Wow. Did that have a different effect on you after touring? Is that why it means something more to you? Because that's what the song is about, essentially, is life on the road.
So, I mean, my connection was, we used to have a TV show in the UK called Scuzz, which was, there was one of two channels where you could go and listen to heavy music. And that song, it always used to come on at like midnight. Hmm. And I remember staying up as a kid just so I could hear that song. So that's like my personal connection to it. And I guess now as I'm older and, you know, I've been on the road a little bit, I guess it does have more of like a personal connection and the lyrics really resonate with me. So yeah, every time I hear it, it just kind of, I reminisce and takes me back.
Beautiful, man. Thank you so much for the time. Can't wait to see you out there at Chain Reaction and really excited for the new music.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate you having us on. It means the world.
Absolutely. Safe travels out there. Bye-bye.
Cheers, brother. Bye-bye.